Are you still on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'd like to say thank y'all for taking time out.
Okay, just hold on. The Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing. At this time, he will be the lead, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, you can hear me all right at this time?
Yes, sir.
If at any time you can't hear or understand, be sure to let me know, okay?
Will do.
All right, I need you to state your full name and your ABC number for the record, please.
My name is Leon Todd Dibber. My ABC number is 284301.
Thank you, sir. You're printing 4801 Board of Executive Department here this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. There's the Honorable Laughter of CT Rectors or Board Chairman, Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also with us today is Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office today. So, prior to this hearing, sir, do you receive a notification form advising you over here? Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain license attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, just I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, you're going to be left in two phases, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they were violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So phase one, I will leave the three allegations that are on the warrant. Every form, I'm going to ask if it's true or false.
Okay.
All right. So allegation number one is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7. As demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 21st, 2018, after the detective compliance summary dated April 9, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true. Everything that they said that I've done.
Okay. It's true. Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7 as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on March 16, 2018 for the TAF lab report dated March 17, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yeah, it's also true.
Okay, allegation number three is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about March 27, 2018, as verbally directed on March 13, 2018. Your whereabouts will unknown unless you were abstaining from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is also true.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Dibber, I am going to move to find that he is delinquent. As he violated your terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or about to lapse in current ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by not to write. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two in a moment. Before we get started, though, we're going to have Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stand for him, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, Devon was released from ADC custody on 12-22-2017 and arrested on 8-8-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 8-8-2018, adjusted CSED of 10-25-2018 with 134 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012 aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2015 commitment C, count 1, escape second degree, 2 years. 2015 commitment D, count 1, aggravated assault, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2012 aggravated DUI, 4 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No SCG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests: 1999, DUI liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1999, endangerment, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 1999, intimidation, Arizona County Jail. 1999, DUI liquor, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona fines. 2011, domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GD score of G2, V4.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Dillon, we're going to go over some of the case supervision. So you were approved to retire with your stepmother, Lori Dillon, in Phoenix. Is that where you stayed full time now, sir?
Yes, that's my current address.
Okay. It says here you're employed with Francis and Sons.
Yes, sir.
What kind of room was that?
I'm a service advisor. When you pull up to the car wash, I'm the one that convinces you, tries to convince you into selling hotel detail, try to get you to enhance the beauty of your vehicle.
Well, that sounds like it could be a fun job.
it's a whole new world.
Meet all kinds of people, I think. So, yeah. So you're pretty steadily employed in running route then.
Yes, I've always worked in the car industry, and I'm good with people.
Convince them to get that Super Plus car wash. Think I met you once. No.
Yeah, I worked at Superstar, Cobblestone, you name it. I've worked at them all. I've always worked as a service advisor.
Yeah, I don't even car wash unless it means it, and that's about once every 2 years, so. Alright, so for programming, it says that you were assigned to task in the color code program, and you had 1 negative urine sample, 2 diluted samples, and you failed to submit 3 samples. And you referred to CHC for programming. You were discharged from the program on March 28, 2018 for excessive absences. So do you have a drug problem, sir?
No, sir. I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, so was that why you were diluting and not dropping your UAs?
Well, I was dropping, but I drink a lot of water at the car wash, and they were coming up diluted. And I got back into my kids' lives, and they started living with me. And part of my parole, she told me, you know, hold off on that part. So I was kind of like hiding the fact that I was in my kids' lives, and I started drinking again. I understand that I can sit up here and rebuttal everything that y'all have up to offer me. I'm not asking whether you let me out today or if I get out in a month from now. What I'm asking for y'all to hear is that I do have an alcohol problem. Whether it be released today or whether it be released in a month and a half from now, I'm still going to have that problem. What I'm asking for y'all is to help me. Help me get into it, give me some kind of structure to get me in somewhere. Because if I get out in a month and a half from now, I'm just going to be in that same ballpark that I was, and I'm going to end back up in prison. I'm just asking to put me some kind of start to get me on my feet to where at least I have some kind of structure going on in my life.
Well, that's what they were trying to do, but you didn't seem to want to attend on a regular basis. And the key here, though, I will say this, the key, it doesn't make any difference what Department of Corrections or this board, you know, this board, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference what anybody else thinks about your problem. You have to make the decision that you are going to handle the problem. And when you know, when you're done with Department of Corrections, you don't have a PO anymore, which is going to be 2 months longer from now. You are the only one that can make it happen. You have to seek out the treatment that's going to help you. Everybody else can offer it up, but if you don't make yourself a you know,
a very...
Available, willing.
Well, make yourself, you know, a willing participant. You have to make that decision, nobody else can.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's up to you. I will tell you this too, the board has no control over placement, so even if we were to decide to return to community supervision, the placement would all be up to the parole officer.
I understand.
Okay, so, and, you know, I wish there was some magic solution we could come up with for people with your problems. It's very sad to watch people that can't get past their divisions, when they're alcohol drugs, you know, those kind of things. It's sad things to see happening in our society. Okay, let's see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will end the discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination, but before we do that, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us any other information you think might be of importance to our decision. We just ask that you repeat the information we've been going over already. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Yes, I wanted to say that my mom passed away in January, and it had to do a lot with the drinking thing, but I've had closure since then. I'm focused on getting back into my children's lives, and not just for myself, but just for my children as well. And I'm nervous right now, but I've never been through this process, and I don't ever want to live this life again. So it was nice meeting y'all, and I'm going to leave it like that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Before we go into the discussion, we'll be speaking amongst ourselves to make a decision. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We ask that you stay informed, but remain silent, and once we make a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, what is now in discussion? Well, this is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Bowman. He has made the first major step in breaking his bad habits and stopping his addiction, and after he admits that he has a problem, but he still needs to remember that he's the solution and nobody else is. But the astounding, I can't overlook the astounding 134 days, a long time to be out of contact with your PO. And he only has 49 days left anyway, so I think that it would be best served to serve out his time and try to partake of AA and NA type classes and stuff. But I want to listen to the discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 201-W1098, admissions of Mr. Dillon and information from the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Dillon as if it's late with violated terms of additional supervision and have lapse or not lapse of the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, what is going to revoke your community supervision at this time? However, you were scheduled to be released on or about October 25th of 2018. It's only about 49 days away. We suggest that in the meantime, you make yourself a good plan as to how you're going to handle yourself and get out. There are groups out there that you can turn to help you with your addiction. And we hope that you would. Also, before you get out, you should be able to sit in on some of the 12-step classes for AA and even the NA there in on the yard. We do wish you the best of luck, and this will end your hearing, sir.